Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
You know who's in studio with us, Judy?
One of your favorite things.
One of my favorite things.
Is that Mary Poppins?
Yes, Mary Poppins is in studio. And also noted pet expert.
No, that was Mick Jagger.
Steve Dale is here to talk about the world of pets with us. Steve, first of all, hi. Thanks for being here. Great to see you. Sadly, Wendy cannot be here. She has a previous engagement. Judy's filling in, and we're thrilled about that. But Wendy had some questions for you because in her house, as of yesterday, they have not one but two new pets. They got big, giant tortoises. And she said, what do I need to know? What can I expect
in
having a tortoise for the next 50 years? Because that's how long they last.
What kind of tortoise? A Galapagos tortoise? A really giant tortoise They actually live about 130 or 140 years, those animals. I mean, they're amazing.
You know where I've seen them twice in my life? And I'm not a golfer, but I've seen them on golf courses for some reason.
Not the Galapagos tortoises.
Not the Galapagos, but the very large. No, I guess they're the largest of all tortoises.
The oldest living, along with the Aldabra Island tortoises.
Wow. That's impressive that you know that.
Who doesn't?
Why do you know that?
Everybody knows that.
Because he's a pet expert.
I get noted pet expert.
But you wouldn't have those guys as a pet. But the kinds of tortoises, I assume, that Wendy has, there are many kinds you can have as pets, and they make for very wonderful pets. For one thing, if they get away, they don't go far.
Right.
They're
slow.
You can chase them down if you have to.
Right. There's that.
Do they go downstairs?
Not so well.
All right.
No,
there's
no.
That.
A
they
stair
can't get
or
upstairs.
Two, maybe, and they cannot get upstairs. You know,
they had to put an elevator in Wendy's house for the tortoises.
Galapagos elevator.
They are surprisingly smart. They do recognize people. They recognize when they're going to be fed.
And what do they do with that? Do they approach you?
Slowly.
Okay. Yeah.
They have their favorite foods. You know, they have, to some extent, they may not have favorite movies.
Yeah.
But to some extent, they do have personalities for sure.
When you say favorite foods...
I think
foods,
he's making that up.
I do too. This is legit. What are some of their favorite foods?
Well, what I'm saying is that it's individual. So some may prefer banana over apple or the other way around. They have their preferences just like we do.
Oh. Why would you want to have that kind?
That's the best question.
Well,
of all. Why?
You probably aren't going to snuggle with a tortoise.
Yeah.
But they are interesting to watch. And I like the idea, if you know what you're doing, and if you take care of a reptile, a snake, a lizard, a tortoise, even fish to some extent, what that does, in my opinion, if you live in Chicago, it brings some of the natural world into our concrete world. And I think there's benefit for us. And if you take care of the animals, they're well taken care of and they are loved.
Are we right when we say that the difference between turtles and tortoises is that one stays primarily on land and the other primarily at
sea? In water.
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily at sea, unless they're sea turtles, but yeah.
Now, my daughter told me something. You know, Kylie was in Costa Rica last year working on a project where it was for turtle migration.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Yeah.
So she spent almost 6 weeks doing that. And she said, and I don't know that this is true of all turtles, but it was with the one she was working with in Costa Rica, that wherever that turtle is first hatched, they will then years and years and years later return to that place to hatch eggs of their own and no other place. It has to be the same exact place that they were first hatched. Is that true?
Yeah, it's amazing. The GPS system that they have, that birds have, it puts us to shame.
What would the purpose of that be, though?
I don't know nature's purpose of that. I suspect it goes something like this. Most animals do not survive. Most baby animals, no matter what they are, statistically.
The odds are just not in their favor.
The odds are not good. Elephants, for example, or a chimpanzee, because they have parental care much like our own, would have better odds than, say, a baby turtle that walks out. We've seen that, you know, on TV specials. They go, you know, out to the sea, just like that.
Could you do that noise one more time?
And then there are many predators from up above, from down below, that instantly snatch them. I mean, some of them don't even make it. So they're born on the beach.
Right.
It's, for us, a 2-minute walk. For these little turtles, maybe a 10-minute walk to the ocean. and many of them don't even make it to the ocean.
Oh.
I don't know what the percent is, but I'm willing to bet, depending on the species and all that, half do not make it.
Oh, that's
terrible. Even to the ocean.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that 80 or 90% do not survive.
Wow.
So they come back because they have survived? And,
yeah. There's something to it, because at least a percent have survived enough to reproduce over the years where the species is still viable.
So
now, the problem all those species have, of course, now is us.
Yeah.
Do they go far, though?
Oh, yeah.
They go far and come all the way back.
Oh, often, again, depending on the species, and I'm not an expert on marine turtles, but thousands of miles very often. And they keep swimming. They go that way. Then they go over there, and then they go over there. And when they're big, they don't have a lot of natural predators. You know, they've got that hard shell.
Right.
Their biggest predator is us. Actually,
it's just those early years that are so dangerous to them.
Yeah, they're so small, they can be eaten so easily.
Yep. Noted pet expert Steve Dale is here. If you have any questions about anything, we're at anything, not just pets, anything. 312-981-7200. Back after this, it's WGN. It's Bill F. and it's Judy Pilak in for Wendy Snyder. Wendy will be back on Monday. Noted pet expert Steve Dale is joining us to talk about the world of pets. Steve, I just want to read one quick text, and then we have other things to discuss with you. They want to know how long, we were talking about how slow tortoises walk, and they do. They walk very, very slowly.
Sure.
So they want to know how long would it take Wendy to walk her reptile around a city block. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Wendy walks slower than anybody else I've ever met. I believe the tortoise will outrun her. Like, it won't even be close.
Well, in this instance, the tortoise wins the race, I think.
Yes.
I think the tortoise is the hare and Wendy is the tortoise.
Yes. Although Wendy has a lot of hair, so it does tell
she
you.
She certainly does, and it's quite beautiful.
So I would say if I was a Las Vegas bookmaker, I'd say a walk around the block for Wendy and a tortoise, 6 to 8 weeks.
We ought to have a race right here in Pioneer Court.
I would watch that. I'd love to watch that. We're right in the middle of summer, and we wanted to discuss summer safety. What do people need to know?
Well, this radio station, right here, the boss had this idea.
Jimmy DeCastro.
Mm-hmm. I was talking, that might have been to you, about how this was last year at this time, and it was 95 degrees out, and I was talking on the radio to whoever I was talking to about my concerns about dogs being left in a hot car.
Yep.
He said, well, why don't you? Radio Stunt 101.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it. I sat in a hot car, and unlike a dog, I'm not wearing a winter coat all the time, so I wore my wife's fake fur coat.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful day. It was 82 degrees. We did it on the roof, appropriately, of the Anti-Cruelty Society, so there's this nice gentle breeze blowing off Lake Michigan. It wasn't that hot outside. Windows rolled down a crack. I lasted about 12 minutes. In about that amount of time, by the way, we had several cameras going for this video, and I'll tell you in a moment where you can see the video. I'm not making this up. The GoPro, that's supposed to be a heavy-duty camera that stands up to anything.
Uh-huh.
The GoPro kept dying because it was too hot. It went up to about 122 degrees or
inside the car.
Inside the car.
Yeah.
And a person could not survive very well if it's 122 degrees, and dogs will die when it gets that hot. They'll die.
Yeah.
And this was 12 minutes or so. So it's stevedale.tv is one place you could see it. WGN had it up at wgnradio.com. I don't know where it is there, but it's somewhere there.
Remember the story about the guy who he saw a dog in a car and he purposely broke the windshield of the car?
Yeah.
Or the side window, I think it was. It wasn't the front windshield. It was
the side
window just to create some airflow for the dog. And, you know, they were trying to decide if that guy should be arrested or not because he damaged a car, but he saved a dog's life.
He did. There are about 14 states where it's illegal to leave a dog in a hot car or a pet in a hot car. What I would do if I see that is call the police first, not dial the non-emergency numbers. It's an emergency. Call the emergency number. At least you're on notice as to having called the police. If the police come out quickly, it's off of you. The police will do what they do and hopefully do the right thing. If the police don't come out in a reasonable amount of time, you can say, I tried. You know, I called the police. And in Illinois, you have more defense because it is against the law in Illinois to leave a dog in a hot car. The police should respond to that.
Well, how about don't take your dog in a car? Why are you taking your dog in a car?
Well, actually, I mean, that's... So, I mean, you know, if you're running an errand and you have... your kids with you and they're running inside the store, fine if you leave the motor running. Or if it's more than 3 or 4 minutes, then turn on the motor and the air conditioning. You'll need it for yourself or want it for yourself, and the dog benefits by that too. However, or if you're going somewhere, if you're going to the park with the dog, you know. However, otherwise, I agree with you. I understand why we want to take our pets with us, but we don't always need to do that.
And I mostly see this dog in a hot car at the grocery store. Why don't
a lot of times
you don't need to take your dog to the grocery store?
You know, people get home from work and they feel, oh my gosh, my dog didn't get a walk. I'm not spending enough time with the dog. I get that. And they walk their dog sometimes to the local coffee shop and they tie out their dog outside. Actually, in Illinois, what few people know, it's actually against the law to do that. Now, no one enforces it.
Go to a coffee shop?
No. That's okay.
That's still legal.
That's so far.
I felt so like Bill right there.
However, you've been working with them maybe
that was
too long.
That was a good question, though.
But tying up a dog outside when you run into anywhere and leaving the dog out in the city of Chicago is actually against the law. I know that. I helped write the animal ordinance that's now in existence.
Interesting.
Actually, Barbara on line two has
Barbara?
A question. Yeah, Barbara's on
Barbara?
Line two. Yeah, she's on
oh,
line two.
Oh, I was waiting.
She has a question along those same exact lines. Hello, Barbara. It's you with noted pet expert Steve Dale.
Hi.
Hi, Barbara.
Why is it illegal in only 14 states to leave a dog in a car with the windows closed? But I mean, why
not all of them?
I don't know. It should be.
Right.
It should be. You're right. You know, Illinois was one of the first states to do it. So Governor Pat Quinn, when he was governor, politically think what you want, friends. But I love Pat Quinn because he made our state the most humane state in America.
Hmm.
And one of the many laws which he passed was that one.
Sorry, Barbara, you're right, though. It should be all of them.
I think so, too.
We're lucky it's only, we're fortunate that we're one of the ones where it is illegal. Barbara, thanks. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You too.
I am so excited.
Steve, why are you so excited?
The Dogist is coming to town. And
what
you're
does
probably
that mean?
Thinking, yes, exactly that.
What
so,
does that mean?
I don't know. No, the Dogist is a dude who takes pictures of dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And he has an e-book called The Dogist.
Uh-huh.
And in the dog world, some people know him very, very well because he takes his photographs are amazing. So he will be here Saturday, July 3rd from 8 a.m. till 12 noon at Lakeshore East Park, which is a hidden, beautiful park right down the street, right in the downtown area. People think, where's their green space? And it is this beautiful space. It's at 450 East Benton Place. And also Dr. Natalie Marks will be there talking about your favorite topic.
Which is?
The dog flu.
Oh, yeah, the dog flu.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Is it still around?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Oh.
Judy.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of it.
We have to eradicate the dog flu.
We can vaccinate our dogs, and that would help go a long ways to do that. And what people don't think about, so if there's a seasonality, so there's a seasonality to our flu, that's not really the case with the dog flu so much, except this. People go on vacation, and when they go on vacation, like right now at this time of year, they board their dog.
Right.
When you board your dog is with other dogs, some protected, some not protected, and that is why I think all boarding facilities should mandate the vaccine for the dog flu. The other thing is we wait, because we're human beings, until 3 days before we go to get that vaccine. That's not right.
Right.
Because you need a booster about 3 weeks later for the vaccine to really work.
So true. That's noted pet expert Steve Dale.
Yes.
Listen to him.
The things you learn.
Learn from him. Love him. He's here for you. Thank you, noted pet expert
Just
Steve
don't
Dale.
Lick him.
Do not lick him.
I may lick back.
Unless you're a
I
dog.
I think you will.
You know, the segment was okay till now. And
then
now,
it got crazy.
Look what happened.
It turned ugly, didn't it, at the end?
Thank you,
Steve.
Thank you.
A quick break. We'll find out what's coming up next. It's Bill Leff and Judy Pilek in for Wendy Snyder on WGN.